Hey everyone, and welcome to the Narration by George podcast, the podcast on audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest. My name is George Taylor. And since we are moving and the studio is being rebuilt, we're taking some time to look back and present some of the more popular podcasts which I've produced, with a promise that there's a surprise somewhere in the mix that you may not have ever heard before. You can only find out by listening to the featured podcast of this week. So here is this week's surprise podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Narration by George podcast, the podcast on audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest. This is podcast number 28. I'm George Taylor. By the way, I want to ask you if you'd like to suggest a topic for this podcast. Please contact me if you have an idea. I can be reached by emailing me. I'm george@narrationbygeorge.com, or go to my website, narrationbygeorge.com, and click on the contact button to send me a message. This week, I want to move our thinking back over to the spiritual side of this podcast. This past Sunday, I was challenged in teaching a class on Luke chapter 21. You know, we live in perilous times. If you don't believe me, just turn on a news channel on your TV for about 30 minutes. Policemen are shot for no reason. Immigrants and refugees flee war and destruction and poverty to sometimes arrive in even more dangerous conditions. Our politicians seem to be out for themselves alone, not the good of the people of the country. The economy lumbers along while some struggle to make monthly ends meet. And in the midst of all of this, we seek solutions. The question is, where are we looking for those solutions? In Luke 21, Jesus knows his disciples are about to come upon some very hard times, and he seeks to prepare them for those times. In other words, when times are hard, as we see in our world now, where do we turn? Where do we look for the solution? Now, commentators, when they write about this passage, talk about the prophecies of Revelation and Daniel concerning the ending of time, and that is appropriate. However, I want you to hear this the way Jesus' disciples would have heard it as they listened to him speak these words for the very first time. Let me set the stage for you for Luke 21. Jesus and his disciples are in the last week of Jesus' life on earth, what is commonly called the Passion Week. Jesus has been in the temple preaching and teaching, really clearly pointing out to those who would listen that he is the Messiah, the one they've been looking for. This teaching has already aggravated the Pharisees, who are looking for a way to shut the teacher up. But the people are hanging on his every word, so the Pharisees are staying quiet for now. Luke picks up the narrative for us in verse 5 of chapter 21, and by the way, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, starting in verse 5. Some of his disciples began talking about the majestic stonework of the temple and the memorial decorations on the walls. But Jesus said, "The time is coming when all these things will be completely destroyed. Not one stone will be left on top of another." The disciples were marveling at the beauty of the temple, and this is a gorgeous place. But Jesus reigns on that parade by telling them that it will be completely destroyed, completely demolished. The disciples are enjoying the present beauty of the temple, looking at it through their earthly glasses. But Jesus is looking at it through a different pair of glasses. He is looking at it through spiritual glasses. He sees the temple totally useless, totally destroyed, and he wants his disciples, and that's you and me, to use those glasses too. His first challenge to us is this: are we looking at the world through Jesus' spiritual glasses or through our world's glasses? His disciples challenge him with the question we would all ask, when? And Jesus answers them. Look at verse 7. Teacher, they said, or they asked, when will all of this happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to take place? He replied, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and saying the time has come. But don't believe them. What's Jesus' answer? The first thing to be careful of are those who will mislead you. In other words, do not believe everything you hear. Some will come claiming they have the solutions. They are false messiahs. The next thing to realize is that you will hear really bad news. See if this doesn't sound like your news channel coverage today. Again, I'm in the Bible at verse 9 of Luke chapter 21. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately. Then he added, nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and there will be famines and plagues in many lands, and there will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs from heaven. You hear of all these bad things happening? So what does he say do? This translation says, don't panic. Some other translations say, do not be afraid. Remember that this is Jesus telling his followers, don't be afraid when you hear about all this bad stuff happening. Why? God is in control. So Jesus has told us to look through spiritual glasses. Don't believe everything we hear, and don't panic. What else does he have to say? Well, it gets a bit more personal now, starting in verse 12. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of great persecution. You will be dragged into synagogues and prisons, and you will stand trial before kings and governors because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me. So don't worry in advance about how to answer the charges against you. For I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply or refute you. Even those closest to you, your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, will betray you. They will even kill some of you, and everyone will hate you because you are my followers. But not a hair of your head will perish. By standing firm, you will win your souls. Now, we've gone from some general news that will seem far away to news that's happening to you and me. Personally, there will be a time of great persecution, he says. There will be legal proceedings and hatred of you, even from your family, and some of you will die. But he says, this is your opportunity to tell them about me. So don't worry about what to say. I'll give you the words. You will speak the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, here are our instructions. We are to look through spiritual glasses. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't panic. And when persecuted, speak about Jesus. Then Jesus had bad news for Jerusalem. And when you see Jerusalem, verse 20, surrounded by armies, then you will know that the time of its destruction has arrived. Then those in Judea must flee into the hills. Those in Jerusalem must get out, and those out in the country should not return to the city. For those will be days of God's vengeance, and the prophetic words of the scriptures will be fulfilled. How terrible it will be for pregnant women and for nursing mothers in those days, for there will be disaster in the land and great anger against this people. They will be killed by the sword or sent away as captives to all the nations of the world, and Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the period of the Gentiles comes to an end. Jerusalem is a city which was beloved of God, and thus his son Jesus. But in spite of that love, Jesus tells his disciples that this city will be destroyed. So if you're there and you see the armies coming, run. If you're out of the city, don't come back. It's going to be bad. This has been prophesied and will not be changed. So, again, our instructions. We are to look through spiritual glasses. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't panic. And when persecuted, speak about Jesus. And don't hang around for the destruction of Jerusalem. Starting in verse 25, things get a little weird. But as I read this, I cannot help but think of some of the things the environmentalists seem to want to stop. Verse 25. And there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified by what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in heaven will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. We see strange things happening in the skies. Things on earth are in turmoil. But Jesus tells his followers, that's when I'm going to come back. So, he says, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. When we see that things are really, really bad, are we looking around us? Or are we looking up for our salvation? Then he gave them this illustration. Notice the fig tree, or any other tree. I'm in verse 30 now. When the leaves come out, you know without being told that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things taking place, you can know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth. This generation will not pass from the scene until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. You can see the signs as surely as you predict the seasons coming. These signs will happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus says, my words will never disappear. The words of Jesus, the words of the book, the Bible, are true and will stand forever. Are we putting those words into our hearts? Then Jesus closes out with a warning, verse 34. Watch out, he says. Don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unaware like a trap. For that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. Keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. Are you alert? Watching for the coming of that day? Are you praying to be strong? Are you praying for escape? Jesus' words are designed to teach his disciples how to withstand the horrors of this day and time, as well as then. So let's summarize. Look at the world through spiritual glasses. Don't believe everything you hear. When you hear of catastrophe, do not fear. Do not panic. In persecution, tell the story of Jesus. Don't hang around for the destruction of Jerusalem. As things get worse, look up for your salvation. Store up the words of Jesus in your heart. Stay alert and pray. Let me urge you to go back through Luke 21, verses 5 through 35, and pray over them. Let's show the world that God's people can and have found peace through His Son and His instruction for us, even as things tumble down around us. Who knows? When you exhibit this peace, someone may want to know why, and you can tell them about Jesus. Well, that's our time for today. Some spiritual thoughts to power your week. Come back again next Wednesday for a new Narration by George podcast. Remember, you can comment or just browse when you find me on Facebook at Narration by George or on Twitter at NarrationByGeo. You can also contact me through my website. That's NarrationByGeorge.com. And a reminder, if you've got a suggestion for this particular podcast, I'd love to hear you contact me through my website, NarrationByGeorge.com. See you again next Wednesday with the Narration by George podcast, the podcast on audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest will be new. See you then. God bless.